Hello, this is Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a monthly podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 70, and it's entitled, Are Your Efforts Yielding Real Results? At my recent annual physical exam, my doctor suggested I incorporate stretching into my regular exercise routine. I don't have a specific injury or ailment, but apparently I'm now at the age where staying loose and limber is important. So I did some research, asked around, and purchased a highly rated how-to book on the topic. It's filled with photos and clear instructions and simple advice on how to improve one's overall flexibility. It's a terrific book, well, as far as I can tell, since I haven't really opened it yet. And that's my challenge. Buying a book is easy. Putting the contents into practice is the hard part. And while the first often leads to the second, it's far from guaranteed. My quest for improved flexibility will be no further along until I actually begin the exercises. Outputs or outcomes. There's long been a debate in the nonprofit sector about the relative importance of outputs versus outcomes. The two terms are similar, but their meanings in the nonprofit world are not the same. It doesn't help that they're often used interchangeably in common speech. Outputs refer to activities and efforts, workshops hosted, number of participants who attended, miles walked, things like that. Outcomes refer to desired results, like people housed or graduation rates improved, or accidents reduced. Certainly the two are related. But as with books about stretching and actual flexibility, the presence of outputs does not necessarily lead to desired outcomes. And it's the outcome, not the output, that we really care about. Further complicating things is that outputs are far easier to measure than outcomes, especially in the short term. So that is often where nonprofits focus their attention, both internally and in their communications. When I was in primary school, there was a program designed to convince kids not to use drugs. It was known as Project DARE, Drug Abuse Resistance Education, D-A-R-E. It was a federal program that brought police officers into classrooms and for which the government spent an estimated $750 million annually. Subsequent research concluded that the program was as ineffective as it was widespread. Number of classrooms visited by cops, easy to measure. Number of kids who did not use drugs as a result, we didn't know for a while, and even then, it's hard to say for sure. The market is changing. The balance between output and outcomes is not new, but recent shifts are making the distinction increasingly more significant. Indeed, a report by Observer notes that as more and more federal funding gets slashed, nonprofits have become more reliant than ever on the private sector, whether in the form of individuals or non-government organizations or foundations. Both present challenges. In the private sector, there's been a significant drop in the absolute number of people donating. For example, a recent report by Bank of America on philanthropic giving noted that over the last 10 years, there's been a 10 percentage point decline in the share of affluent households actually giving to charity. Among non-government organizations, the focus on outcome is greater than ever. Again, according to Observer, funders are increasingly structuring grants around milestones, staged capital, and quantifiable outcomes, approaches long familiar to early-stage startups. With a few notable exceptions, like Mackenzie Scott, first among them, the shrinking number of decision-makers behind the financial support of the nonprofit sector are proportionately more likely to look for metrics and clear stories about outcomes of interventions from the organizations they fund. Reflecting on this, part of the challenge in presenting outcomes to potential donors is that they are simply harder to track. Classic longitudinal studies over several years and against a suitable control group are complex, expensive, and typically not funded by donors. There are ways around this. I've written previously about an approach known as the theory of change, but these approaches can also be conceptual and the results sometimes less than conclusive. The bottom line is that donors want results, outcomes, not just activity, outputs. And the more you can incorporate these kind of metrics and measurements into your thinking and actions, the better chance you'll have of garnering the financial support you require. Thanks for listening.